Okay, the title of my presentation is How Can We Increase Participation of Minority Communities in Research? Good morning, and thank you all for being here. There are no relationships to disclose relevant to this work or presentation. Knowing the barriers, concerns, and issues specific to each community will help us to better address them and create effective ways to work with the different communities. Why is this so important? This study is an example of why it's so important that minorities participate in research. Dr. Bouchard at UCSF studied the various medications for treatment of asthma. He showed that there was a difference in response to albuterol depending on ethnic background. Albuterol is one of the most frequent medications used for asthma treatment. And so he showed that African Americans and Puerto Ricans had a lower response and benefit from albuterol as compared to other groups. This has real practical application to communities of color. Today I will be presenting the Partners in Research results on barriers to research and concerns of underserved minority communities. We will spend a few minutes at the end of my talk to show you part of a video that was also a part of this research, a result of this research. The aim of our research was to identify barriers and concerns of minorities about research. The long-term goal is to develop strategies to address these in hopes of increasing participation of underrepresented communities in all aspects of research. Most of our participants were members of the general community, but also included activists, students, and researchers. Recruitment was done via contacts with agencies and organizations that serve specific communities, as well as personal contacts and word of mouth. Qualitative methods were used, including focus groups and in-depth interviews. Each of the focus groups were audio recorded. The focus groups were conducted in Spanish or English as appropriate for the Latino participants and lasted approximately 60 to 90 minutes. The in-depth interviews were conducted in person or by telephone, and permission to audio record was requested. If granted, the interview was recorded and transcribed, and it lasted approximately 30 to 45 minutes. The results were analyzed for common themes and particular issues pertaining to each community. Based on the results, strategies were developed to better enable researchers to work successfully with the community. These were incorporated into the content of the video training, and we used a structured questionnaire. The core questions were based on questions used in published research, and other questions were tailored to the specific group. The questions were open-ended and neutral to obtain participants' opinions and beliefs around medical and genetic research. The study sample included 1/3 African-American, 1/3 Latinos, and 1/3 Asian-American. There was also a large range of educational levels, from no formal education to advanced degrees. A concern that was common for these three groups was mistrust. Each of the groups had their own reason for mistrust. For example, the African-American participants expressed that there was a lack of trust towards research or researchers due to the Tuskegee experiment. As for the Latino participants, it was more of an issue of not being able to understand what they were signing. Most of the time, the paperwork is not provided in their native language or may not be written in words easy to understand. We also found that one barrier that was shared by both groups, the Asian American and the Latino community, was that the language barrier, because they may not understand the study, not only what they're signing, but the study itself, and what's expected and what's being done with the data. So therefore, they may be less willing to participate. A Latino participant said, they do not understand the language, then they do not know what they're getting into. A participant from the Asian community, Asian American community said, that's where you need someone who speaks the language you're speaking to, because they're the ones who are going to hold back. You know, they do not like to be pried into their personal lives. Uh, There were issues that were unique to specific communities. For the Latino community, the concern that was found to be unique to this group was the worry about immigrant status. A participant said, "Is this a type of trick?" Another finding was that the Latino community is a diverse group. So a participant said, "They need to be aware of the diversity." For the Asian American community, the cultural beliefs around body, faith, body, and medicine play a role how they felt about research. A participant said, "Well, a lot of them have to do with beliefs about death and afterlife, about keeping your body as a whole, and that you should not mess with it." All the participants had an idea of what was medical research. They knew that it was a way to find a cure for an epidemic or disease or to discover new medicine. We also found that most participants were willing to participate in research if there are intermediaries. Having someone who they trusted from the community working with the researchers seems important. By intermediaries, we mean it's not only a person who's bilingual, but someone who understands the needs of that community and will look out for the members of that community, but also values the importance of research. The majority of participants also expressed a desire to learn more about research, but the materials need to be given in their native language. Also, participants felt that it was important and necessary to educate the public so they understand the larger impact of research. So I'm gonna give you a few seconds to read the poll. An important finding that came through the research shared by our director of research at Children's Hospital was that most researchers do not come from the communities that they're working with, so assumptions are made about those communities. Okay. Another important point shared by Dr. Bouchard was that most of our research is publicly funded, so everyone should be part of it and benefit equally. That's from the first quote. And the second quote, the second point that he shared was, our diverse population should not be denied of being part of research at all levels, from participants to being researchers. Through the interview with Dr. Bouchard, he also shared that often researchers who are not part of the community do their research, take from that community, and do not give back to it. We hope that this is changing as we do more to engage communities in planning, execution, and evaluation of research. He also expressed that there is a need for more minority researchers in the field. From this research project, we concluded that there is a critical and timely need to address these barriers and concerns of diverse communities, and that there's also a continued need to build a relationship and ongoing presence within the community. Now, I would like to take just a few minutes to share briefly with you the Partners in Research video. And I'd like to introduce my co-presenter, Lisa Peterson, who produced the video and also contributed to the research.
Thank you. So what we'd like to do now is show a brief segment from the Partners in Research video. And excuse me here. What's that?
Oh, no.